songs, including lyrics only they can understand.
Imagine your possessions. I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. It is a few minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and that means it is time for We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host, for the next hour or so. And today, I have a few concerts to talk about. Not a lot going on with my personal life. Not a lot of rambling, just because it's been a lot of school. And I felt kind of busy, but it's probably just been busy with school and stuff. And I try to tell that to people, like, because I've been asked to, like, hang out a few times. I'm like, sorry, I can't. I'm really busy with school and work and stuff. And no one believes me. Everyone's like, no, you're not. You just don't want to hang out with us, and you just want to stay in your room and play Warcraft, which is not true. I've just been busy with school, and it kind of sucks. But I still got to plan a pretty good show today. I have a lot of new stuff to play. And at the last minute, I also realized that a lot of shows I was doing, you know, my daily lurking of MySpace, and you know, there are a lot of shows on CITR that have a MySpace page, and they, a few of them, like, posted some bulletins for everyone to read about how they're planning their Valentine's Day show, and I saw them this morning. I was like, oh crap, I didn't do that. And so at the last minute, I tried to find some stuff that maybe would relate to February 14th, but I didn't want to overdo it and sound too cheesy, because when you bring kind of like the topic of Valentine's Day and or love together with punk rock, sometimes you get like really emo music, and what's up, Luke? Anna Nicole Smith is dead? Oh my god.
Landmark day in history.
Okay. In other news, she's dead. I wonder if this is all just a prank. Luke, yes? No? Yes? Oh, God. I don't remember what I was going to say anymore, but apparently Anna Nicole Smith is dead. Mm-hmm. So...
All right, what day, what time, all the things gonna turn out right.
So that really threw me off guard, if you didn't notice. I didn't even know what to say afterwards. But you know what I realized? After Luke Mead stormed in here and wrote a nice little note saying that Anna Nicole Smith is dead, I realized, I was like, why do I care? I don't know. I guess it just, I wasn't expecting him to do that. I don't know. But maybe you care a lot. That was the Cancer Bats. I just played the Cancer Bats because I've actually just been listening to them for a very, very long time. I'm one of those people that, like, I could have one, like, album. I'm not even going to say one band. I could just have one album on my MP3 player, and I'll be fine, because I'm just someone that if I get into something, I'll listen to it for a very, very long time on repeat until I get sick of it. And usually it takes a couple weeks, and then I'll move on to something else. I'm not someone that needs to, like, listen to a whole variety of music all, you know, at the same time. So I've been listening to a lot of the Cancer Bats, and that's why I felt like playing them. Yeah. But before that little deviation, I was actually talking about how I wanted to play some not really Valentine's Day themed, more kind of like mushy stuff. Not really mushy. There's really no really uncheesy way to say it, but I was saying before I played the Cancer Bats, so sometimes when you have like the topic of love and you have punk rock and you put it together, you end up with really crappy emo music. So I tried to stay away from that, and I have some Jawbreaker. I'll play some Jawbreaker, maybe some Descendants. I have some Bad Amps, so we'll see what else. And I'll probably play The Cure later, just because, come on, you know me. But what do I have right now? Oh. After the Cancer Bats, I was just gonna play this track right away, but I had to come in and explain why. Stuff like that. But I have the brand new Comeback Kid album, Comeback Kid. It's been, I think, like 2 years since they put out Wake the Dead, and their new album is coming out February 20th. Is that next Tuesday? No, it's not next Tuesday. It's the Tuesday after that. Their album is called Broadcasting. It's going to be on Small Man Records here in Canada, and probably Victory in the States, if you are down in the States. But since then, they've actually, the lead singer that they had on Turn It Around and Wake the Dead has left the band, and their guitarist Andrew has stepped up to the plate to sing vocals. And it's a bit of a change, but it's still pretty good. I've listened to the whole album a few times. Not a lot, I'd say, like, not enough to give it a solid review, but so far I quite like it, and my only criticism is that I don't feel it's long enough, because I feel that Comeback Kid is a pretty solid hardcore band, and their album just clocks in at maybe a bit over half an hour. And I would have, you know, when bands put together albums, you know that they write more songs than the songs that show up on the actual album. So I would have liked to see maybe a few more tracks on it. But regardless, I still quite enjoy it. And so I will play a song. The song is called In Case of Fire, and it's going to be on Broadcasting, which is coming out February 20th. So keep your eye out for that. This is Comeback Kid on CITR.
In case of fire. February 20th. Tune in all night long for the Homelessness Marathon on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Why do a nationwide homelessness marathon? Because homeless people should have access to the media where they can freely speak out.
Because it is the homeless who are best able to educate people on the issue of homelessness in Canada.
This 14-hour broadcast will begin at sunset, 5 p.m. in Montreal, on February 20th and continue through sunrise the next day in front of the Native Friendship Center.
This year, more than 30 stations are carrying the Homelessness Marathon.
And if you want to know what stations they are and what the schedule is, check it out at www.ckut.ca.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
We got the couch out on the lawn. The carpet's rolled up tight. We got some bad hair on. And we're feeling all right. Everybody get a drink. Everybody in the room. Fall down, go boo. Fall down, go boo. We got some barbecue chicken. Red beans in the pot. Yeah, we're grinning and picking. Could be greasy, could be hot. Everybody get a drink. Everybody in the room. Fall down, go boo. Fall down, go boo. Everybody get a partner. Everybody hit the floor. Till the last one standing can't stand no more. Everybody get a drink. Somebody get a brew. Fall down, go boo. Fall down, go boo. Fall down, go boo.
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You just heard Against Me off of their album Searching for Former Clarity. That song was called Mediocrity Gets You Pears, The Shaker. And I played them because Against Me are coming to town. Oh, crap. I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, March 27th. It's going to be an all-ages show at the Croatian Cultural Center. And they're actually playing with Fake Problems and the Riverboat Gamblers. Should be a good show. And before that, I played AFI off of Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Eyes. That song is called A Single Second. And I played AFI because AFI are actually coming to Vancouver. And the weird thing is, if you've heard my show before, you know that I adore AFI. But I might not. I'm leaning on no for this show because they're coming to town to play the Virgin Festival. That's right. The Virgin Festival at Thunderbird Stadium, May 20th and 21st. It's a two-day festival, and I just, like, for me, I don't know if I want to pay, you know, a festival price to watch AFI play maybe, like, a half-hour set of all new material. I don't know. Like, I played Shut Your Mouth and Open Your Eyes, but, you know, chances are they probably won't play any songs from that album when they come here to Vancouver, which kind of makes me sad. I would have loved to see, you know, AFI play their own headlining show. They're playing with a whole bunch of other, like, that's the other thing. All the other bands that are playing, I have no interest in whatsoever. So I don't know if I want to pay, like, $40+ just to see, like, what could be an okay set by AFI. It's hard. This is, like, the worst situation ever for me. It's awesome. And then before AFI, I played Dash Rip Rock off of their newest album, Hee Haw Hell. That song was called Glossolalia Is Such a Gas. Okay. And what was I going to say? And yes, thank you, John, for calling me and reminding me about the Bad Amps show. That's what I forgot to talk about. I went last Saturday to check out the Bad Amps Fun 100 show. It was their very last show ever. And it was actually, when I got there, it wasn't that late. I think I just missed the very first band that went on, which was Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome. It was supposed to be them, the Doers, and then the Bad Amps and the Fun 100. So I missed the first band, and when I got there, they were putting up signs that the show was sold out. And I was just like, oh, crap, come on. And I kind of stood at the door and made, like, a sad refugee face and, you know, pretended to be crying with, you know, the tears rolling down the eyes, and they actually just let everyone in anyways. And my friend Dave, who got there like super late, just kind of stood at the door. They're like, sorry, it's sold out. And he was like, but I just want to check out the merch table. And they're like, oh, okay, come on in. But it was a pretty good show. And if you hadn't heard, it was supposed to be the last show from the Bad Amps and Fun 100. And the Bad Amps set was really crazy. It was like, it was a great way for them to finish off their career. It looked like they were having so much fun. A lot of my friends got some good pictures from their set, and, you know, it looked like everyone was loving it. And then Fun 100 was supposed to go on, but I believe the show got shut down. There were a lot of noise complaints because the venue was kind of, the Mount Pleasant Community Center is right in the middle of a really, like, you know, quaint little quiet neighborhood, and they probably weren't used to hearing that much rock coming from the area. So the cops showed up and they tried. I didn't stay for too long through Fun 100 set, but you know, they looked like they had fun doing what they were doing. Their speakers were being put away, but they were still playing, and the crowd there knew their songs, and so everyone is just helping out and singing along. But you know, on one hand, I really hope that they feel satisfied with their last performance, but on the other, it was a bit, you know, it was a bit disappointing that that had to happen to them at the same time. And so if you got to see that, you know, that is something for your diary. Dear diary. What was I going to play next? Oh, yeah, coming up next, I wanted to play the Bouncing Souls because I hear that they're coming to town. I've been told that they're playing a show here on May 6th, but I actually haven't found confirmation for that. I tried to look on the internets for some information on that show, but I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find stuff on the Bouncing Souls website or their MySpace page or whatever. But they're supposed to be playing with Strike Anywhere and The Loved Ones at Richards on Richards May 6th. So maybe that's something to keep an eye out for. It's probably just a bit early to be looking for promotions on that show, but it'll probably show up within the next week or so. So I'm going to play some Bouncing Souls, and I'm going to follow up with some Loved Ones and some Strike Anywhere. And then after that, I probably have some cheesy music, maybe. Maybe I'll play some DOA after that, because DOA are playing a show this weekend at Richards on Richards. But I guess I will talk about that later. I am hearing weird things. Is that... Okay, now I'm getting freaked out. But this is the Bouncing Souls on CITR.
Now the day is
Thank you, Bryce. Bryce brought me a paper. I don't even know what paper. This is The Straight, and there's a little ad for the Bouncing Souls show. So yes, it is official. It's presented by Sealed with a Kiss. The Bouncing Souls playing with Strike Anywhere, The Loved Ones, and Static Radio, May 6th. Richards on Richards. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday. I just played The Loved Ones, didn't I? I still hear music somewhere. It is so weird. I'm going crazy. I just played The Loved Ones. That was off of their self-titled EP on J-Tree Records. That song was called Candy Cane. Proud of that. Strike Anywhere's newest album, Dead FM. That song was called Prisoner Echoes. And before that, The Bouncing Souls. Off of How I Spent My Summer Vacation. That's probably one of my favorite Bouncing Souls songs ever. That was True Believers. And once again, they're coming to town May 6th. Coming up next, I was rifling through CITR's record library, and I found some really old Bad Amps. It's so old. This must have been one of their first DIY releases ever, because the liner notes are photocopied, it's recorded on CDR, and like it's marked with like a Sharpie felt and everything, but they're still awesome. They're broken up now, but yes, I was talking about the Bad Amps last show just before I played those last few songs, and so I'll play some Bad Amps right now, some really old Bad Amps, and then after that I'll play some DOA, because DOA are indeed playing a show this Saturday, February 10th. They're playing two shows, actually, this Saturday. Both shows are going to be at Richards on Richards, and one's in the afternoon, an all-ages show, and then one's in the evening, and that is going to be a 19-plus show. And I saw the poster, and it says that the all-ages show is actually going to be going from, like, 8 till 2 in the morning or something like that, and so if that really does happen, that'll be cool, because Richards is actually one of those places that shuts you down early so they can get the club people in and stuff. And sometimes it sucks, but apparently they're not going to do that this time, which is going to be pretty awesome. So I'll play the Bad Amps, and then I'll follow up with some DOA. Sounds good? Yes, of course it does. Oh, I forgot to tell you who DOA was playing with. DOA are playing this Saturday with the Furies and the Rebel Spell. That's what I wanted to say.
A new age, and one day you can use. That's a new age, a new age.
listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle, and I am attempting to multitask. I am going to type and talk to you at the same time. Can I do it? I hope so. I just played DOA off of their album compilation type thing, Bloodied But Unbowed. That song was called New Age, and DOA are playing this Saturday, which I'll remind you about again later. Before that, I played the Bad Amps off of their album One Word Not Two. That song was called Rock and Roll High School I Want to Go To. I'd love it if my high school was like Rock and Roll High School. I kind of miss high school. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to get all mopey on you. And before I played the Bad Amps, who did I play? The Loved One. Oh, I told you about that already. Oh, awesome, Marielle. So on top of things. But I actually, what am I doing? I'm telling you about some other shows that are coming up soon in the near future that perhaps you would be interested in. Yes, this Saturday, DOA playing two shows with the Furies and the Rebel Spell at Richards on Richards, afternoon knowledge show and evening 19 plus show. Next Thursday and Friday, I believe, Fucked Up are coming to Vancouver. They're playing two shows. One show on the 15th, which is going to be an all-ages show. They're playing with the Transmitters, Daggermouth, and Dead Sure. And then the next night, the Friday night, they're playing a 19-plus show at Pub 340 with also the Transmitters, but the Riff Randalls that time. February 15th, that's a Thursday. If you're not going to check out the Fucked Up All Ages show, you might want to check out Raised by Wolves. They're playing with the James T. Kirks and the China Creeps. That is going to happen at Pub 340. But down the road, maybe? Yeah, no. Callahan are playing with Savannah, Cowboy and the Prize Fighter, and Rise in the Fall. That is happening at the Lamplighter. Yep, February 23rd. Beginning of March, the Dwarves are playing with the Black Halos and the Jolts. That is March 1st at the Plaza Club Block Party. Maybe if you like Block Party, they just put out a new album. They're playing at the Orpheum with Final Fantasy and Smoosh March 12th. And then at the end of March, Pepper, the Mad Caddies, and the Supervillains are playing at Richards on Richards March 30th. What else is going on? Where's my little piece of paper where I write the show names down? March 28th. Let me... Stupid! March 27th. Against Me are playing with the Riverboat Gamblers and the Fake Problems. And the Virgin Festival, which I told you about, May 20th and 21st at Thunderbird Stadium. The Vans Warped Tour is also returning to Vancouver. I believe that is... Is that July? July 3rd. It's the beginning of July, and that is also happening at Thunderbird Stadium. There are a whole bunch of bands that are already confirmed, like Bad Religion and Coheed and Cambria, but unfortunately the two bands that I really want to see, out of the list of bands that are already confirmed, the two bands that I really want to see aren't playing the Vancouver date. One being the Vandals and the other one being Alkaline Trio, who just released a new CD, which I'll be playing in just a minute. Yeah, it kind of sucks. The Vandals are playing the first four shows on the Warped Tour date. The Warped Tour dates, and Vancouver is actually the fifth show. So it was close, but no, doesn't look like it. Not at all. And Alkaline Trio is not playing either. So hopefully in the next few weeks, they'll be confirming some more bands that maybe I'd be interested in, because I'd really like to go, but I'd really like to see a band that I want to watch at the same time. You know how it is. Yes, if you still want to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR, place request, or whatever. And you can also check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I almost forgot the website there. I'm so cool. But I have... Yep, this is going to be some Alkaline Trio. It's not a new song. This is a song called Jaked on Green Beers, and you can find it off of their newest release, Remains, and it's a compilation of B-sides, rarities, live versions of songs and covers and such, and it comes with a cool little booklet and a DVD as well, if you wanted to know. And so this is Alkaline Trio on CITR.
Since I've been close to you. It's been a long time since I've been sad. It's been a while since I've really spent time with you. Wish I could take back the times that I had. The only thing that you ever really did for me is make me all so miserable. And the hope that I never see your face again is anything but questionable. I hope this is goodbye. I hope this is goodbye. There was a time when I thought you were a friend I need. I think the times I was probably just drunk. And if they offered a chance of that being a good friend, I'd put money down that you truly loved. The only thing that you ever really took from me were my records to sell them for dope. Now all I have left is this heart and my chest and my happiness helping me cope. I hope this is goodbye. 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 It's been a long time since I've been close to you. It's been a long time since I've been sad. Since I really spent time with you, wish I could take back the times that I had. The only thing that you ever really did for me was make me oh so miserable. The hope that I never see your face again is anything but questionable. There was a time when I thought you were a friend of me. I think the times I was probably just drunk. And if they offered a test of being a good friend, I'd put money down that you shouldn't love. The only thing that you ever had took from me were my records that I never put through. Now all I have left is this heart and my chest. Your dishonesty helping me cope. I hope this is goodbye. Yeah, I hope this is goodbye. 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 I hope this is goodbye.
Life without heart is
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much to everyone that listened and phoned in today. I appreciate each and every one of you. It's like you're all my little children. You can download my shows, my podcast, on CITR's website at CITR.ca. Did I tell you about my... I keep hearing music. It's like I'm going crazy. My playlist is We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com. Which will be updated later today. I just played Hong Kong Blonde off of the Killed by Canada compilation. It's a 2-CD set. It's pretty spiffy. That song was called Hell is Alive. And before that, I played Jawbreaker off of their classic album, Dear You. That song was called I Love You So Much, It's Killing Us Both. What a pleasant Valentine's Day song. And then I started off that set with Alkaline Trio off of their newest release, Remains. That song is called Jagtan Green Beers. Yes? Yes. Coming up next, we have Robin and the Inkstead Show. Ooh! Attack of the Giant Leeches!
Yeah. That's what they call me.
I guess so. Anyways, Anna Nicole Smith is dead.
Is she?
That was kind of my reaction, too. You can talk about that if you want, because I didn't have a lot
what
to say about
die
it.
Of?
They didn't say Luke Mead came in here and just said
cried
that the lawyers, like, just said that she's dead and they won't say anything else. So we don't know how, but we know that she is not around anymore.
It involves something very sharp and painful.
Oh. Well, you can talk about that on your show. I'm going to end off with The Cure, just for you, Robin.
Why can't I be you?
Oh, man. No dancing. Yeah, okay. No. I'm just going to pretend I didn't see that. But, yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening and phoning in. Yes, I will be back in 1 week. Will I? Of course I will. Robin's doing his Saved by the Bell dance.